What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, enough about me taping Friday afternoon. You think the last episode was depressing. Wait till this one. I mean, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. Again, since everyone's afraid to come on with me, and since my part-time producer can't fucking book anybody, I decided to bring him on himself. The man who texted me yesterday afternoon, and I will read you he's not yet got the name in my, you still have your phone number, not your name. Your name has not yet made the text list.
Oh, great.
Where is it? Let me see here. Yesterday at 1:07 p.m. By the way, I still want to be your producer, like I want to breath my next breath of air. I think you meant breathe.
Yeah, yeah. That damn autocorrect.
Mark Moroso Jr. joins me. You want to be my producer like you want to breathe your next breath of air?
Thank you, yes.
You're welcome. What are you thanking me for?
For correcting my text.
Oh, okay, yes. What has changed? Like, why do you feel more passionate about this?
Everything went quiet. Everything went quiet for a little bit, and I feel like I can't get anything out of anybody. And
like I'm getting, like me?
Like you. And
you think you're getting anything out of me?
No, I'm learning that. I'm learning that.
You get something out of?
Anybody. Well, I thought, you know, maybe Carlson would have a word for me.
She looks just so sloppy. Like, your hair's a mess.
I can't cut my hair until you hire
slob.
Me.
Why?
Because
you can't afford it?
The good luck is in the gross hairs.
You didn't get the job the first time.
I didn't start the
Did
beard.
You cut your hair then?
I didn't start the beard till the second time
so you're
around.
You're growing this beard for the job?
For the good luck, yeah.
Yeah, can you can grow the job. Beard?
Yeah, what's wrong with my beard? What's wrong with my beard?
How long has it been?
Like a month.
That's terrible.
It's patchy on the cheeks.
You're a hairy guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a moderately hairy guy. Yeah. That thing. That is gross. I'll give it to you. No one else has mentioned it.
Your wife hasn't mentioned it?
She doesn't. My wife loves when I grow my hair out.
She does?
She loves when I grow my hair out. It's a little worrisome. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, quite possibly.
Animal there or something? Well, so you had a bunch of ideas. So this is Mark Moroso, as I said. You could follow him at Mark Moroso. What is it? Go ahead.
Mark Moroso Jr., MarkMorosoJr. Okay. Well,
how many followers are you up to now?
I think I've got, since I was on your show, I got, 100, the next day.
Okay.
So I'm at, 105.
Yeah, you're not very prolific. I follow you, which is a waste of time. You're not very prolific on Twitter.
How do you be prolific on Twitter?
You tweet a lot. That's called being prolific.
Oh.
You know what prolific means?
No, not really.
You didn't know what it meant?
No.
Okay.
What does prolific mean? Do something a lot?
There you go. Yes. Yes.
I'm a prolific eater.
Some free as you are. Some level of, you're prolific not booking people for me.
Well, that's hard. That's pretty challenging.
Yeah, plus, we're learning.
This is I've booked myself twice now.
That's great. 184 followers now. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Your last tweet was April 17th. So 2 days ago.
I almost tweeted today.
About what?
It's just like a don't you hate kind of tweet. And I was like, what am I doing?
No,
what am I doing with my life?
I want to hear your thoughts.
Well, you know that thing when you're sitting in an office and someone's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, yeah, what is the federal minimum wage? Like, yeah, I don't know. And they're like, just look it up, man. Just turn around and look it up. It's like, I hate that crap. I don't want to look.
Which part of that do you not like? I'm confused.
Just you can't have any kind of casual conversation anymore without let's go to the internet and confirm this way. And it's like, this is exhausting.
So you miss the
this
old
is what
days
I do for a living
every
day.
You miss the old days when you talked about the federal minimum wage and you would just guess it? Like without looking?
Yeah, because there was a sense of like you were intelligent because no one could confirm anything. So you were like, I'm pretty sure I'm right on this one. I got this.
So you like doing that without going to Google it.
Yeah, like,
Who do you think was the tallest president? I'll play with you. Go ahead.
Oh, the tallest president was Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, who do you think was the shortest president?
The shortest president?
I don't know either, but let's figure it out. Like, do you want to Google it or not? Let's just talk.
No, who cares? I don't care.
I don't know why, man. We're having a good time.
Well, first of all, a lot of tall people get elected presidents.
A lot of tall people get elected presidents?
Well, like, the tallest candidate usually, that's like a very good, you know, if you're tall, that works in your...
Yeah,
you're
sure.
Tall, too.
I'm not tall.
You're taller than me.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
Yeah, I'm a little tall. I'm not that much taller than you.
What are you, 6 feet?
Yeah, I say I'm 6 feet, but I'm probably like 5'11".
Okay, that's
important
fair.
For me
you get
to
say 6 feet. You get to say it. I don't.
You're 5'10", and weight is what? Let me guess. I'm actually pretty good at this.
You think that I weigh myself?
My daughter and I watch My 600-Pound Life. Let me see. 250?
You know, I'm actually glad that you didn't go under, because now I can feel a little bit better about myself.
You weigh more than that?
No, I'm sorry. Oh. You went over, so I'm glad that you didn't say, like, 200. So I'd be like, I weigh 2.
Nobody would guess that.
I probably weighed, like, 225.
What was your playing weight in Belmont High?
175.
Yeah. Those days are over, huh? Did you have any concussions there?
Yeah, definitely.
I think you did.
There was a time I didn't know where I was. I was on the field and I was like, this is confusing. What's happening?
Interesting. We'll delve more into that later. So you said yesterday you had a bunch of ideas, or today.
Yeah.
And you wanted to have them in the meeting after the show. And I thought, well, as opposed to having to meet with you, which I hate doing.
I know you do.
Why don't we just do it here and kill a podcast? I figured it'd be good to have a lighter podcast after yesterday's podcast, which you were critical of, but that's fine.
Yeah, you did a really good job yesterday.
Mark, means a lot to me. So let's hear some of these ideas. Go ahead. Fire away.
All right. So the show needs an official Twitter and Instagram. Like,
yes.
You needed enough about
that.
We
know that.
No one's communicating with me.
It's a roadblock for 5 million reasons.
All right, we got to get over that roadblock.
Mark, you're right. That's a good instinct.
Yeah,
well done.
And also, my idea...
By the way, that's not really an idea.
Yeah. Well, no one is saying anything.
I know, that's not an idea.
Okay, I guess the way we would execute it is I almost want to bother you. I almost want to take videos to the point where you're like, stop fucking doing that.
We're not doing that.
Well, you know, I think we should straddle that line.
Okay, how about...
Because people want to piece you so freaking bad.
So that's what you do. You keep them what? You keep them
all right.
How about not at all? Next.
Okay, next. All right, so since you're so convinced that you're smarter than me, this is...
I'm not taking an IQ test.
I've got up to 10 here.
Okay, I'm not taking an IQ test. That's stupid.
No, I didn't say an IQ test.
All right, go ahead.
I said,
I'm not convinced I'm smarter than
you. We should face off in a bout of trivia.
Where?
It could be right in here.
For what purpose?
To see who's smarter.
Why?
Because you're
nobody
so convinced.
Cares,
you keep calling me a dummy. I have some pride.
You don't know what prolific means.
I don't know what prolific means, but notice you still won't do it because maybe you're afraid.
Okay, I'm probably afraid. Who's the vice president of the United States?
That's Mike Pence.
There you go.
Soon to be the president.
Why? Oh, you think President Trump's going to be?
No, I think that Trump got Pence because he knows no one's going to kick him out.
Oh,
he's got this, you know.
Yeah, that's a good theory. Go
extreme right wing guy.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Number 3.
Number 3. So I say this is what we do. We pick a person from Entercom, like an on-air personality that maybe you have some connection with. These will all be, you know, like pre-screened. All
right.
And we pick it out of a hat, and then we just – you go for like 10 minutes just talking crap about them.
Okay.
Just everything you don't like about them.
Number 4?
And then we invite them in the next show to defend themselves.
All right. Number 4?
That's funny. So I just think you should have more of your friends in here occasionally to do some fun stuff. All this investigative journalism. You know, we need to get maybe a little bit of Jerry, maybe some Gary, maybe some Alex. No,
I don't want any of those people.
These guys are out.
I'd agree, though. I said the other day at the start, we need to start incorporating a little more of what the old show was somewhere in this world. You're right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be one of these characters. So far, not so great.
So also, I was thinking
that
segment could be called, I love this name, you're going to hate it, Sippin' Down with Kirk. So, I'll call Jerry. I'll say, hey, Jerry, what do you like to drink? He said Diet Coke. I'll get him a Diet Coke. You guys can sip your drinks. And we'll call it Sipping Down with Kirk.
Go ahead.
All right, let's see. Also, just for your to be your producer, I need a list of like everything you read on a daily basis.
Why don't you just
Just read everything?
Yeah, do what Curtis did and just send me everything.
Yeah, I should. Like, do you like to read Dig Boston? Do you read The Phoenix? You read it all? That's what I'm the impression that I'm getting.
Why do you need to know that? Just assume I've read everything.
Yeah, I am assuming you've read everything because you'll text me at 6 a.m. an article.
I assume you've read nothing.
Well, it's harder to read. I still have a job. I still have like two other jobs I'm doing.
What do you mean two other jobs? You have Hillman?
I got the Hillman, and then I work with my folks for some extra cash.
For what?
For money!
No, I understand. For cash. Doing what, I should say?
Oh, it's a general contracting,
Go ahead.
Heavy lifting, mostly.
Yes. Probably where you're going to wind up, I would say, is where your future's taking you.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see how
this
list
goes.
Looks
to me like your mouth while you read, by the way.
I've monitored that.
That's not
I don't
a great
think I
sign.
Entirely do. Let's see. Oh, what I was going to say as a note is I like when you sip, but I don't like when you yawn. I think you should stop yawning.
Okay. Go ahead.
So there's another note. I told you the reconciliation tour. You weren't interested in that.
What's that?
I think that's gold.
What is that?
You start bringing in people that you had beef with for years.
Like who?
Like, I would love to see you talk to Fred Tutcher.
I've tried. He's not coming on.
Yeah, he's not coming on. John Dennis.
Don't want to talk to him.
Okay, you don't want to talk to him. Oh, Mikey. Mikey Adams.
You tried. He doesn't want
to
do it.
Yeah, okay. So none of these people are interested.
Nobody wants to do it, Mark. That's
well, maybe I could butter him up. I'm charming.
That's true.
Let's see. Okay, so then these are just some notes. Can
sure.
I close out with three notes?
Yeah, go ahead.
So from the last time we spoke, what I gathered is really important to you.
When did we speak?
The last time that we did this, which is the only time we speak.
Yes. Does that bother you? Let's talk. Let's put a pin in that for
okay,
a second.
Okay.
I think people will like this. Does it bother you that I have no interest in conversing?
Yeah.
Does it really bother you?
Yeah.
Because I will just text you and say, I'm done. And I will make sure I leave like as fast as I can.
Yeah. Yes. So you didn't do that with other producers? Is that
no, of course
specific
I did.
To
I'm not,
me?
I'm not a social person.
I actually have written down here that I probably spent 30 years mm-hmm. chasing my father's approval mm-hmm. to no avail. And now you seem
Your
to say...
Your father must be so crushed.
No, he's not.
Yes,
no,
yes, he is.
Right. Well, so now it's you. Now I'm just chasing your approval.
Okay, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I chased my dad's too, and I didn't get. I got it, kind of didn't get it. You're not going to get it.
My dad's or
I'm
yours?
I'm sure your dad. I think you have a good heart. I think he's proud that he raised a simple
but you gotta
boy say, with a good heart.
He was like he's like a construction guy. He was an engineer, very smart, very serious. Take your work seriously.
Oh,
work
he's a
hard.
Serious guy.
Yeah, work hard and take pride in your work and be serious. And then you know,
is he's he first like, generation American?
No. His mother was born here, but his. Father was.
Oh, we don't need to get dive into the lineage.
All right, great.
Go ahead. Don't do voices. Go ahead.
Nothing. He just. Yeah, I can't. I can't get approval from my father.
So let me
hear
the Mark Moroso Jr.
Yeah.
Idea of like what you would like when I'm done with a podcast. Would you like me to wait and we just kind of talk?
Yeah, I mean, like the fantasy is that you'd be like, so like. Have you seen the Game of Thrones premiere? Do you want to get together on Saturday and, you know...
You would enjoy
put
that?
Some time aside? No.
I texted you and I was like, you know, hey, let's go out tonight, get to know each other better, get something to eat. Like, you would want to do that?
No, I'd be like, something is... This is a trick. This is not going to happen.
Really,
Would
you really like that to do that?
No,
though?
Probably not, no. Okay. What I really want is for you to enable me to do a really great job for you.
Isn't that really your job?
Yeah, but the problem is I need to get to know you. I have to get to know you. Well, and you won't let me
you
in.
Talk to Curtis or Ken?
Well, yeah, I told you, Ken wouldn't... You know, he wouldn't tell me anything, and then I emailed Curtis. Would you mind setting aside time for me? And nothing. He didn't get back to me.
You should do that. I will. Would you gonna talk to him about me?
Yeah.
You pretty much got to figure it out, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm figuring that out.
Okay.
Most people will give you a little something. They'll be like, "I like this. I like that. I'm interested in this. Go down this road. Go down that road."
What do most people say when you talk about me? The people around here.
When I ask people about you, what do they say?
What do you think they say? No idea.
You have not even a guess.
Not a guess.
I mean,
I don't think I'm unfriendly to people.
You're definitely unfriendly to people.
I'm not an asshole to people.
You're not an asshole, but you're unfriendly.
Yeah, but that's...
You walk by, you're like, yeah, hi, yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, you don't even do a smidgen of what I do, which is like, hey, yo, what do you give... You know, you said in
that's
high school,
so
you,
much,
you,
that's
you had
so
a line
much, that's
you
so
had
much
a
worse.
Line for everyone in high school. Why don't you have a line for anyone in the building?
Because I don't want to talk to them.
Why not?
Because I don't... Why?
Because you don't have to.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, because I still have to. I'm not established like you are.
Well, no, you don't have to. What do you have... Like, who do you talk... So if you see one of these sales... Fucking idiots.
You know why? Because as funny as I was and as friendly as I was, my dad never really was like, hey, you're funny.
When were you funny?
I've always been hilarious, and so I have to be funny.
Has anybody ever told you you're funny? Or
yeah.
Or you just decide to convince yourself that you're funny?
My wife thinks I'm very funny.
But English is not her first language.
If you know me, like know me, which you don't, because you don't take the time to get to know me.
There's an extra layer of comedic talent. Yeah. I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I'm funny. I'm smart. I'm all the good things. I mean, I'm stupid in a lot of things.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm like absent-minded, so I do dumb
and also
stuff.
Also, you're not that smart.
But like, I'll give you an example.
Sure, I'm curious to hear.
We were discussing croissants on the Hillman Morning Show today.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Riveting.
Yeah, jeez.
And I was the only one in the studio, or even in the building probably, I'm the only guy in the building again, who knew that croissants were invented where, Kirk?
I would guess France.
They were invented in Austria, Kirk.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, why is that? Okay, well, that's great.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I'm like tricky smart. I know
little
things.
Trivia stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's why I want to play in
so
trivia.
So I'm confused. Like, what would you like our relationship to be? If you're gonna get this joke,
well, you just go cold, and then you'll text me an article, and then you won't
even
say
that's your job.
Right. Well, it's hard. I got these two other, and I keep.
Well, then don't do it. Then leave.
No, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave.
Get somebody else.
You got me stuck.
You're devoted. You want to work? You want to work with Greg Hill or Kirk Minahan?
I want to work with Kirk Minahan. I want to work with Kirk Minahan.
I think it's Greg. I mean, these are mediocre. Like, what are we doing
this
here?
This has been going on since February. You brought me in early February.
You make it sound like I am in charge. I don't own Entercom.
Yeah.
I'm on charge of the hiring process. Trust me. But I'm not.
I'm just getting.
If I was, I wouldn't be talking to you.
I'm just getting frustrated. I want the job, and then I want. You know what I'm afraid of?
I don't.
Is that I will do this, and I'll do this, and I'll try, and I'll try, and I'm working 10,
someone else will get the job.
12, and someone else will get the job.
That's
again.
Probably going to happen.
Again, yeah, well, it's starting to make me, like, it's distracting me a little bit.
See that
bit.
Right there? See that? What is that?
The door.
That's the door.
Yeah.
You can open it and leave anytime you want.
Well, why haven't I? Because I really fucking want the job, really fucking
like
badly.
Like the next breath.
Like
of
the breath of breath.
Want
yes, I want breaths of breath. Yes.
Well, I mean, then stick around.
Yeah, I am. I'm sticking around.
So I don't understand who. So why don't you talk to Carlson?
Because it's not up to Carlson. You know that.
Why don't you talk to Jeff Sottolano?
It's up to one person.
Who?
It's up to you.
Yes, but
Jeff
not,
knows that. Carlson knows that. I know that.
I'm not right now in the process. I can't just say hire. There is a. It's been posted.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of applicants. We have some interviews next week, which I know. Ooh, I don't like the look on your face. Oh,
yeah, no. Why?
Oh, you don't like that guy. I saw that.
Yeah, keep lining them up. Let's February
Am
through
gonna
May.
If I hit this, is it going to freeze again?
Go ahead. Try it. No, try it. To bring it back up again. Yeah, right?
It's going.
Oh,
good.
Well, you know what? We weren't even recording.
We probably weren't, right? I wouldn't be surprised at you.
Your face, you're like, this
well,
fucking
dude,
idiot.
You're trying to get a job as a producer, and you'll come in, and you'll be like, yeah, I'm not really good at this stuff. Like, what do you do well? What do you do well?
Well, that's...
Like, you're an idiot.
No,
you're a moron.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I like that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Those, you know that's pluses in my book.
Well, that's why I want to get to know you.
Did you shower today?
No, because no, not in the mornings I don't
not
shower.
Not in the morning show, I shower every day.
Well,
I used to run before the show sometimes.
That's gross. That's gross. But I do. I never comb my hair, and now since I work with you, I dunk my head in the sink
this is,
upstairs.
This is you, like,
and
looking
I comb,
good?
Yeah, I comb my hair, yeah.
Okay.
So you got that.
So why don't you be proactive?
No, you're right. I have to be proactive. But, like, and I don't want to give you the spiel, but I am working, like, 10 to 12-hour days.
Well, not for me, you're not.
Well, I'm working, like, let's say 6 in the morning and then 6 for you.
It's not really. I mean, how many hours are you really putting in for me a day? You're not booking anybody.
But I'm like, trying
you know,
to.
I understand, but you do the podcast. But, I mean, how much time is it? I mean, come on. An hour?
Well, no,
sit around, and I just am like...
No, so when Hillman ends, then I wait for you. I eat my lunch, then right. I'll try to book some guests.
Where do you eat your lunch? In the car? I could see we eat lunch
in the car. Yeah, crying in the car, yeah.
Do you eat your lunch in the car?
No, I eat it in the studio, because I'm
who?
Not afraid of people.
Who are your friends who do you hang out with?
Stiz Grimey is my friend.
I'm not familiar with
He's
person.
An assistant producer.
Okay.
Mike Hsu is my friend.
Yeah, I like Mike.
We have an assistant producer by the name of Kat. She's my friend.
Sorry to say, I don't know who that is. How
yeah.
about nobody from EEI?
They don't like me.
They don't?
No, they don't like me at
Why
EEI.
Not? Who? I've never heard
Because
of.
I work with you.
From who?
I just have got... Because that's one of the things I'm good at is reading people.
Yo, you're a genius.
And I can tell
like,
that...
Give me an example of that. I'm curious to actually hear this.
Okay. So I used to take shifts for EEI every weekend.
Did like, you ever produce for me?
No.
Okay.
So I used to take like 8-hour shifts for them. So... They asked me, oh, come be, you know, Kirk Minahan's slave for 7 months before he fires you.
Right.
And I said yes.
Okay.
The moment that we started working together,
mm-hmm.
I was never scheduled again on EEI. That was the end of my scheduling at EEI.
I don't know what to say. Isn't that Curtis's job?
Yeah, it's either Curtis or Ken's job.
I don't think they would do that. They don't, I don't have an issue with those guys. They wouldn't do that.
Okay, fine. Whatever. They wouldn't do that.
I don't think they would. I mean, I don't know.
And then I guess there was some people saying that when I went on some other podcasts, and then when I was talking with you, that I was talking shit about the staff at the staff. They think I'm talking shit about
podcast.
Them. Yeah, they think. I think it was that one. They
what
were
did
like,
you say?
He was talking shit. I don't know. I listened back to the whole thing. I didn't talk shit about anybody.
Well, who said this, though? You said, well, they. Who are you talking about?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Well, why? That's kind of job number one if you're going to do this. Like, that's not how it works.
Do you want me to tell you just everything that I experienced? Do you want me to tell you that everything I experienced?
Well, no. This specifically I'm asking you about because it involves me.
Okay. Well, there's other stuff that I've kind of wanted to keep secret, but.
Well, that doesn't work. It doesn't work.
So you want to hear what people have to say about
sure,
you?
Sure. I don't care. I'm curious.
Well, no. All right. So the producer of the OMF show, Ryan Gavin, who I'm now probably distancing myself even further from. He's going to hate me even more.
I think I've always gone along with him. Maybe not.
He's convinced that I was, quote, talking shit about everyone on the EEI staff.
And
that wasn't prudent or smart to do.
That's a lot of quotes right there, Mike.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Well, Ryan's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He was not happy with things. Yeah, that's what I look at. What did I do? No, I didn't talk it out with him. But he didn't come to me.
Two idiots. Sorry.
He didn't come to me. He said this to somebody else, and I heard that through somebody else.
Well, so it may not even happen then.
Yeah, that's fair, but I trust the information that I got.
Well, who's your source?
Stiz Grimy.
I mean, who's that?
My friend, my assistant producer friend. Okay, just outing everybody.
I'll tell you, producers are like sneaky, the worst gossips and like most bitter fucks.
I also got to talk to Jerry Callahan about you.
When?
I was at the suite on Sunday, the Red Sox suite that you were invited to but refused to go. Mm-hmm. You could have hung out with me and Jerry.
I was not invited, actually.
We sat in Carlson's office. He said, "Do you want to come?" And you were like, "Oh, I have to blow everyone off. I'm important."
This was past Sunday.
Yeah, this is
Jerry was there on Sunday?
Yeah, I was like, "Why is Jerry Callahan here?"
Jesus, what a loser. Yeah.
So, and Jerry's never like acknowledged me as someone who like works in the building or whatever. And I walked through the door and he must have caught wind that we're working together because he was like, "What's up, man? How's it going?" I was like, "Oh, hey. Now you know me."
That was the entire conversation?
No, so I kind of, you know, felt him out, and I was like, I'm not going to have this opportunity. I just have to come out and say it. And I said, "Hey, Jerry, what's Kirk like to work with?" Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing you want the full-on uncensored.
Sure, why not?
Am I going to get in trouble for this?
With who?
I don't know. Am I in your bubble of protection?
You're fine. You're telling the truth.
So I said, "Hey, what's it like working with Kirk?" And you would have thought his face of panic came over him, and he didn't know what to say, and he was like, and he said, "Well, I don't know if you noticed this." It's pretty good, right?
Excellent.
"But he's mentally ill." And then he went on this tirade about how you used to ban people for life on Monday and then say, "They're all right,"
that's
on Wednesday.
True. That's true. That's
how
fair.
You used to fire producers at the start and then bring them back at the end.
A producer ever.
Well, whatever. You were like, "I'm going to fire them. They shouldn't do this." And then a day later, you were like, I'm fine.
Interesting.
I'm fine.
Well, there you go. I don't know.
And he said, "Don't take it personal." He was like, he's going to fucking, you know, whatever, bite your head off. And he's like, "Don't take it personal."
So what are you going to do to get this job?
So, yeah. Well, basically, I need to know to get you better so I can, you know.
What?
I need to know to get you better.
Uh-huh. I need to know to get you better. Yep.
I'm working on words.
I need to get to know you better?
Thank you, buddy.
Fine. It's weird, like, the order of them always matter. Like, if you say them incorrectly, it doesn't make as much sense if you say them correctly.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, that's always been my history. I don't know about yours.
No, like, I wonder things like, why is it called, real estate is two words, right?
Yes, it's two words.
Why? What is real estate? Is there fake estate?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm dead serious. You,
go ahead.
Anyway, so I just have to get to know you and to the point where I know how you
think.
I don't think
you have to get to know me.
I need to know how you think.
Here's what you need to do, okay?
Yes,
when I text you
something. Yeah, you tell me, yeah.
When I text you something to do it, do it.
Yes,
that's
okay.
It. Set
all
things up properly and stay out of my way.
Also, I did.
We're not gonna become friends. Like,
okay,
let's be clear. Like, we're not going to bond and become buddies and hang out. That's not going to happen.
This is like a step closer. I could live with this.
Work for your life.
You
will
speaking
be,
to me is, I think, would be good enough.
Well, microphone is on. Your life is now to work for me. Go ahead. You have any more ideas?
No, but the things that I took away from the last time we were in here, I don't think I got to, is you want.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You want honesty was a big thing. You said be honest with
most
me.
Most important thing.
Okay, that's the most important. But then I think the second thing was focus. You were like, you're high, chatty, you know, what's up? You're the, you know, everyone, you're the fucking, you know, king of the ball or whatever.
What?
I'm popular.
What do you mean? What, popular?
Because you're
what?
Like, you say you're a talker. You
popular
talk to people.
Popular where?
People like me.
In the building, you mean?
Yeah, except Ryan.
Okay, I don't know if you've noticed or not. I come down here, I go back upstairs. I don't talk to anybody.
Well, you had mentioned that you're afraid that you want me to be focused. You don't care that everyone don't. You're like, "Mark, don't care if this person likes you and that. Get off the liking thing. Do what I want you to do. Be
Chris
focused
Curtis's
and do what I want you to
didn't
do.
Care if people hated them.
Yeah. So that's all you care about is be honest with you and do the fuck what you ask me to do.
Well said.
So that's it.
Yes.
And my wife kind of said that to me in an R-rated way the other night. Can I share that?
You just said the word fuck. I mean, yeah. That's R-rated.
She was like, listen, women, when they tell you, touch my pussy this way, they want you to touch their pussy that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your wife, your girlfriend tells you how to touch them.
Okay.
Then you listen to what they have to say.
Right.
And she was like, Kirk Minahan wants you to touch his pussy
a certain way. How much time do you spend conversing about me in your house?
Like non-fucking-stop.
Really?
Yeah, my wife is very interested in who you are, yeah.
Well, I'm sure she's a lovely woman. Yeah. How's her mother-in-law doing?
She's good. We just celebrated a birthday.
Her birthday?
Mm-hmm.
How old is she now?
I don't know. I don't ask women their age.
What'd you do for the birthday?
We did a nice dinner.
The house?
Yeah, we got the house, and she loves beer, so we got her some beer. We got her some, like, we bought some, like, Greek food, like roasted lamb and all that stuff.
Why don't you get a guy for her so you can get her out of the house?
That's on the agenda. It's definitely on the agenda. Right now, we need the daycare. But the second that Kirk Minahan hires me and I can afford daycare,
yes,
then I'm going to be looking for suitors.
Oh, she's watching Mark Marosa III, right?
Yeah,
now.
Currently she's watching my
every day.
My son, yeah.
Ugh.
She works hard. I'm like the least hardworking person in the house.
What do you do all day?
I just
work a bunch of jobs. Like, what do you do with the Hillmail? You just sit around, right?
You got to put up the podcasts, and you got to fetch audio, and
right.
You got to like.
I know what. Yeah, but okay.
It's nonsense. Okay. It's nonsense. It's just clerical production upkeep. Constantly.
I don't know if the people want you to have this job. I think they do.
No. They definitely do because you saw. What was the worst thing that you read about feedback about me on Twitter?
I didn't really spend a lot of time on it.
You lie.
I really didn't.
Okay, you didn't. All right, but you do listen to my podcast appearances.
Not in total, but I heard parts of them.
Okay, so you pay attention to what I'm doing.
Well, yeah,
you pay attention to my Twitter. You pay attention to my podcast appearances.
You don't tweet. You are representing me.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I would listen to some of it, but not all of it. It was boring both times. It was fine, but it was like, after a while, I'm like, all right. You know.
And what do you think of me as, like, a personality?
Not a lot.
You don't think I'm good?
When you say, what do you think of me, I will answer not a lot, no matter what you ask.
So, do you think I could host a morning radio show?
No.
That's ridiculous.
You can't speak. Every third word is like.
Your bar for morning radio hosts is so low, and I don't meet it?
Why is my bar so low? I did it.
Yeah, but you're saying that most of them are idiots in the market.
Correct.
All over the country, any moron can step
in
there.
You could host a morning show in like Scarsdale or something.
You're saying it wouldn't be good.
Yes.
No, I disagree with you.
Well, I don't like. I'm not a particular fan of ambition either. Like, I don't want producers looking to host a show.
No, I don't want to host a show. I don't want to host a show. I want to work with you.
Do you think you could host a show better than I do?
No.
Okay. No. Better than Hillman?
Do I have to answer that?
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Okay, you're wrong, but okay. I mean, okay. Well, that's good you have those views. That's fine. Producers are an odd lot. Because you don't get paid enough. The people you work for but get paid a lot of money. You actually work harder than those people. I would say it's a hard beat. And there's not a lot of gratitude.
No.
And you're also in the mornings, which is the worst.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
It's horrible. I'm addicted to it.
I don't blame you for trying to get out.
Yeah. But you're really good.
I know, Mark.
You know, a lot of people tell you that.
It's
You know what you did that I really liked is the juxtaposition to the Andrew Beckwith and then the Sue O'Connell back to back.
That's not done accidentally, you know.
I know.
There's a plan.
I know, but when you did it, I was like, fuck, this guy is smart, man. I want
to
be in the.
Why didn't you think of that yourself?
I mean,
I know you know where croissants were invented.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Is important to
yeah.
The
no,
producer.
Honestly, when that went down, I was kicking myself because I was like, "Fuck, this is." And I was like, "Mark, this is what you need to be doing."
You said that loud?
No, I didn't say it out loud. But in my head, I was like, "This
when
is."
When you and your wife are talking, other than when she's talking about fingering, what is the Kirk Minahan conversation in the Moroso house? Is the mother-in-law like part of it?
No, she didn't know nothing.
She doesn't know nothing. You will be a good talk show host. Yeah,
I don't think she knows anything about what I do for work. Like when
yeah,
I leave
she's
the house,
disgusted
like
where? With you, right?
Oh, I guarantee you, she thinks
hates you.
Yeah, no.
Do you think she thinks her daughter made a mistake marrying you?
Probably. She's probably like, well, this guy, like, yeah, he's nice. He's like you said, got a big heart. But
is there some guy
he's like, pulling down what $14 an hour?
Some guy back in Latvia that she. Is that where she's from?
She's from Albania.
Is there Albanian flame that she wishes that she had been with or no?
Yeah, she's keeping it a secret.
I'm saying the mother-in-law. Is there somebody in the past she's like, oh, I wish you won,
No, I think I'm in the clear. I just think that she thinks that, like, it's not hard. You could have done better with a
rate
lot of...
Rate your level of devastation from, like, zero to me wandering around the train tracks if you don't get this job.
I won't be wandering around any train tracks.
Okay.
I'll be pretty close to it, man. I'll be so devastated.
When were you mad? Remember you came in, you were all steamed up? When was it? Oh, when you first found that you didn't get the job? Is that what it was?
Maybe, yeah, maybe I was. I'll be so upset. Like, Will you cry? Will I cry? No, I'm not. I don't cry. I'm not a crier. I just bottle things up and internalize things, which is probably not.
You really do, yeah.
Not a good idea. But, dude, I'll be devastated. I've told you, and you don't believe me, I got involved in radio like half because of you. You know when they tell you, I used to listen to this guy.
I hear that a lot now from kids. People, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Yeah, literally, I get this now a lot from kids who are like their mid-20s.
Yeah, well, I was digging ditches. I was literally digging ditches.
You should be. That's.
And I was like,
seems a good fit.
I was like, I'm the funniest freaking guy ever. What am I digging a ditch for?
Right. I mean, who can forget your real estate bit?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great bit.
That is legit. Oh, like, I wanted that to be one of the bits on the show. Is I'll come in here and be like, I'll give you my, like, Kirk, did you ever think about this? Why is
give
it done like...
One. Go ahead. You did the real estate, which I really think is funny, but go ahead.
I don't remember now. Now I'm blanking.
Well, this is your moment.
I know. I just had the real estate one. That was my big one.
That's the only one you had?
You hadn't even got past that one. Why is it called real estate?
Go ahead. So continue.
Is there such thing as fake estate?
You've already done that.
I want an answer.
It's good. It's good. You're a star. You're a star. So you're going to be devastated. Okay.
I will be. Yes, I'll be devastated.
Will you still talk to me if you see me? Will that mean you won't talk to me? Because that's kind of would be good.
No, I'll still talk to you.
Okay.
Because I know it's not personal. I know you want what's best for your show, and you're an incredible talent, which is true, and you want what's coming to you, which is whatever the frick you want.
Thank you.
And you don't have to go with me.
What should I say to these producers I'm interviewing next week?
What should you say?
What kind of questions should you ask them?
All right, yeah. I'll say, son,
Son, okay.
That would be a good one. What are you going to bring to the table? What can you offer me that I can't get from Mark?
Can I ask you that?
The incredible Mark Moroso.
I had that interview a few months ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, now I'm getting to know you. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to understand that this is a business relationship, mm-hmm. and that you want me to shut up and do exactly what you bid me to do.
Right.
And I get that. Right. I also get that I'm going to have to push with you. You're not going to come to me and say, I'd really like to hear some ideas. Let's set aside some time.
Correct.
I might even have to annoy you or get barked at and say, okay, today wasn't a good day.
Right.
And back off.
Ideas are not to me a necessity. I've got plenty of them in my head.
Yeah. And as far as booking guests, that's the number one thing I want to improve on with you. And that's why I said, hey, what do you read? But the thing is, I want to wake up in the morning and I want to read the Globe, the Herald, the Dig, the Phoenix, every freaking thing in the world so I can start pinning down guests for you. Instead of coming into the Hillman for 6 hours, being free at noon, having to jump, run in here and do this, then edit the podcast, then go home, take care of my kid, and then at like 6, maybe I can, at p.m., I can start looking into potential guests for you.
Oh, so you want an easier sort of job.
No, I want you to be my only job.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Well,
right now,
your priority first is to Greg.
I want you to be my work husband.
Correct. Right now, your first priority is Greg.
Yes.
Yeah, which I totally understand. I don't have a problem with that.
But like I said, I don't want that to be the case anymore.
Him that?
No.
You've had no conversations? Did you talk to him at all?
He told me to go for this job.
He did? Okay.
Yeah, I said, listen, man, I'm pulling the hair out of my head. I need an avenue to advance.
That's a good sign.
And he said,
he wants you to leave.
Yeah, he said, get the hell out of here and go work for Kirk Minahan.
Impression? Do you do
impressions? No, I had to like toe a line. I don't want to piss off my current employer.
Do you do impressions as well?
Yeah, but I don't look, hey, you guys want to hear this? Like, I just...
What voice is that?
That's me proposing to do an impression.
Oh,
I have an impression of you.
Go ahead.
So it's not a voice thing, but mm-hmm. this has always been my impression since you were back on the EI Morning Show.
I remember that.
Anyone who's listening can do it.
Yeah.
All you got to do if you're in front of a bunch of people is just go like this. You're an idiot. 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 You're an idiot.
It's a good one. It's good stuff, Mark.
And that's a Kirk Minahan impression, yeah.
Well, there you go. So that's Mark Moroso Jr. You can follow him at that handle, correct, on Twitter?
Yeah, that's right.
And go ahead, make your final. The people are listening. This might be your last chance to come on before we make the producer job official.
I'm prolific on Twitter.
Let's hear it.
Oh, so listen, you know, people.
We're all listening.
The Kirk Minahan world.
Are you surprised at the size of the Minifan world?
Yeah, and they're nasty. I mean, that is a tough bunch, those guys, yeah.
Tough crowd, go ahead.
So no, I would just say, I'll do everything for Kirk, okay?
We've heard this.
I'll touch him all in the right ways.
We've heard this.
He's going to become my first priority. I will be the secret security guy, and you will be the president, and all of your needs will be taken care of by me.
It's called Secret Service.
What did I say?
Secret Security.
Secret Servants.
Secret Service.
Thank you. So, that's it, man. I'm just you're gonna be my husband. My wife's gonna be my wife, and we're gonna move forward.
I'm gonna be your husband, okay?
Like that.
So I think we're gonna
dedication
know in the next couple of weeks
is what you're gonna get out of me.
I think we're gonna know in the next
loyalty,
couple of weeks.
Honesty.
Gotcha. I think we're gonna know in the next couple of weeks. So Are you prepared for...
By May?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
What would you say, what would you do if I said to you, Kirk, May 1st, you pick me as your producer, or you find someone else to do your little rinky-dink thing?
Okay. This is tough. It's a really tough call. I'm going to say, Mark, thanks so much. Good luck with everything.
I was thinking about that. That bluff's not going to fly, is it?
I don't think I'd play that one if I were you. But I would say, if I were you, what's today? The 19th?
Yeah.
I would say, if you're, you know, what, by mid-May, I think you should have some idea.
Oh, great. Another month before
that's
I get a clue.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, sure, right.
Well, it's not even favorite.
What do you mean by an idea? You're not getting the job? And then furthermore, if you're...
Right now, you're the favorite for the job.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate that. Oh, by the way, I want to let you know, I'm over you you liking me. That's officially over.
Oh, I can tell. Yeah.
I don't care that you like
totally,
me.
Totally.
I'd rather just... Yeah, I'd rather tell. You hate me and give me a job
right.
than you like me.
I totally get that you don't... Not like my approval at all.
And yeah. And also... What you say, I'm going to bring you and you'll be part of the family and, you know, we'll have fun with you. How? What
that
are you going
to
do?
I'm going to shit on you.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Call me? Well, because I don't get the job, so then I'll go dig ditches and you're going to call
no,
me when I'm in the ditch and say, come over and I'll make fun of you?
If you get the job. If you don't get the job, you're out.
Yeah, I'm
you're out.
Out
of the family. What, would you want to be part of the family if you didn't have the job?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
What do you do if you don't have the job? Just work with Hillman still?
Yeah, I have no choice. I'm in it. I'm in it, dude. I am. My feet are taped to the bicycle, as
that's
they say.
It's a bad career path, radio producer. There's no. What's your end game?
I told
everything
you.
Goes right.
I don't know, but I work for Greg Hill, and he's a titan. And I'm right now. I'm working for Kirk Minahan, and he's a titan.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one day I'll be a titan.
Okay.
I learned from the titans. I'll become one.
All right, Mark Moroso. Enough about me on a Friday. I thought we'd loosen it up after the Weep Fest of earlier in the week. So when will this post then?
When do you want it to post?
I don't know. We'll probably post. We'll post today or no? Probably not, right?
No, because you dropped your crying fest.
Oh, that's right. So it's gonna be a Monday.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's fine.
How did you mask those tears? Because you called me in here a couple times, and you'd be like, "Hey, the thing's not there." And then I listened to it, and you were like in tears,
well,
like minutes earlier.
You talk about that stuff. You get emotional about it.
But you got rid of all that emotion the minute
right.
you called me to come
well,
in.
Just seeing you disgust me so much. That I'm not big on Well, God, I'd be curious because let's show some guts here. Give me some criticisms of me as a person or anything. Let me hear a couple of criticisms.
Well, I think that a lot of the reason that you have this sort of standoffishness stems from the fact that you have some depression issues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you're a dick. I think that you,
these
whatever.
Are my criticisms.
All right, you want a criticism
sure,
of.
Sure, I'm open to it.
Of who you are?
Anything.
You don't share anything. I can't. Read if you're happy with me, you're not happy with my performance.
Why is that important?
Oh, I booked Andrew Beckwith. Okay? You asked for something, and I found it. You didn't ask for Andrew Beckwith.
You want a pat in the back? You did your job.
Yes, I did my job, but I never got any feedback. I want feedback. You
well,
never
he
said
did
to
a
me.
Good job. He was good. I said he was good in the podcast.
You never said to me, I would have, you could have said to me, Mark, I wasn't into that. And I would have been, oh my God, Kirk gave me feedback.
If I wasn't into it, I would have told you.
Well, you didn't say I was into it.
Assume,
it went well.
Assume if you don't hear anything negative, then I am satisfied with it.
Okay, well, that's a criticism.
Well, how's that a criticism?
Because I would like to hear feedback on everything, well, good and bad, so I know what you like and what you don't like.
That's your job to give me feedback. You're my producer.
That's my feedback. Talk to me.
But that's got nothing to do with the podcast itself.
But you know what I'm saying? So you're just saying I have to keep listening for when your review and say, oh, I
yes.
like it. Yeah, but it was like days later, and I was nervous, and I was like, oh, he didn't
why
like it.
Why didn't you text and ask me? You're a fucking adult. Text and ask me the question.
Well, I'm getting there. All right. So I said to my wife, I'm nervous about this. I'm nervous about that. And she said to me, Mark, he gave the job to somebody else already.
Isn't she embarrassed that you're acting like this?
Probably, yeah. She's so afraid of what I'm going to say about her on this. So I might be nice.
I'm sure she's a lovely person.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
I'm sure she's a lovely person.
She's amazing. She's the greatest person on the planet.
You met her on a plane.
She thinks you're kind of handsome.
I'm sure she wished that plane had crashed now that...
You know who she said you look like?
I don't know.
Have you ever gotten, like, has anyone ever said you look like this celebrity or that celebrity?
I suppose.
Well, which one do you get quite often?
Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
Who?
She said you kind of look like Vladimir Putin.
I get a lot of that.
Do you really?
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, you kind of look like Vladimir, I guess.
She thinks that he's handsome?
Yeah, because I think that...
She's probably like her... He was probably like her king when she was in...
I was going to say, she's Eastern European,
yeah,
so... And also, power is very attracting whatever the...
How about a mental health professional to talk about depression is one of your ideas. What a horrible idea.
Okay,
or,
fine.
How about this follow-up?
That was a good idea, Kirk. It still is a good idea.
Fucking dope. Or what about your therapist? Or is that unprofessional?
That would be so funny to have your therapist in here.
But he's like, not going to do that. That's kind of unprofessional.
It is, but isn't that sternish? Like, let's go off the rails and just fucking do it?
Yes, but I think, yes, I suppose.
You know what I like is that I'm finally peeling back this layer of you where, like, I don't want to share that. I'm not going to go forward with that. And it's like, oh, I thought
you were. Forward what?
I thought you were a big bad Kirk Minahan, not afraid of anything. You step into the, you know, turn the mic on and talk. You know, you don't want to talk to your therapist in here.
Of course I do, but he's not going to do it.
Oh, it's because of him.
My therapist is not going to come on the fucking radio or the podcast and talk to me. He said, what would his other fucking clients think? That he can just blab shit all over the place?
Oh, yeah. Is that like a thing?
Yes. You should probably go to one.
Should I see a therapist?
No. You're too boring.
I'm
you fucking
boring.
Flunked on Luke O'Neill, too. That was a miss.
Yeah. Well, he's terrified
emojis,
of you.
You sent golf emojis.
Like, oh, also, I wanted to say to you, you completely misunderstand what free speech is. You're completely oblivious to what free speech is.
I don't want to debate you on that.
Okay, all right, great. All right.
So there you go. So, I mean, you know, I think you have a puncher's chance. You got a chance at this thing.
But why? I'm not talented. I'm an idiot.
Right.
Why do you like me for this job?
That's your biggest quality. You're
all right,
a moron.
I'll ride that, I guess.
I mean, what's your best quality? And don't say I'll do anything for you, because that's not a quality.
My best quality is my loyalty.
Okay, that's the same thing, Mark.
Oh, that you'll do it? Yeah. Okay, fine. Can I come up with a different best quality?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes. Do you have any of them?
I'm just. I'll always.
That's not bad. Yeah. You know what?
I'll always be there. I'm just not intimidated.
Mark, that's the same thing.
Well, I don't know how it's. But you don't get any that from. You don't get that from anyone. Why won't you take it from me?
Loyal to me before. I mean, that's not.
Oh, really? Who's where's the who's hanging with you?
I mean,
who hanged with you onto this adventure?
I don't know.
Here's another question for you. Uh-huh. How much progress would you say that this podcast has made since you started doing this, whatever, since you took me on in February?
It's done well.
The podcast has done well. What progress has this show that's coming down the road?
Not a lot, but this
zero time, is zero, safe to say?
Yes and no. I had a pretty interesting meeting this week, but... I mean, I'm truthfully enjoying the podcast. I don't like.
Yeah, well, you're on the top of the mountain, and we're all hoping that, like, you know, maybe you can invite one of us up there so we can hang out too.
What, you want to host a podcast with me?
No, well, yeah, well,
okay,
if
no,
no, but if they do offer me the job,
yeah,
I'm gonna say a stipulation: we need to do this once every 2 weeks, or okay. I'm not signing any contracts.
Okay, what if I say no?
Then I'll say, find yourself another producer.
Mark, I don't want to do this once every 2 weeks. I have no desire to do that.
All right. Then then obviously I'll cave.
Right.
I obviously have no freaking leverage,
leverage
at all.
Right.
So I'm going to walk into a room and, you know.
Well, you just said you were going to do that, not me. Don't act like you're mocking the thing you said you were going to do 30 seconds ago.
Yeah. Well, so that's what I want.
Right.
But no one's going to listen to me, and they're going to like, no, if I do this, if I become your producer, I'm going to become your slave.
Right.
I'll have no leverage.
That's a good attitude to have.
Yeah, but I want to be Kirk Minahan's slave.
Okay, there you go. We can end on that.
Awesome. Right,
Mark Moroso, enough about me. We'll be back, I think, we'll have three or four. I'm sure Mark's got a bunch of guests lined up for next week, right?
Yeah, next week's looking good. All right, can I come back on?
You bet. See you later.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.